Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Want to catch the zone on the go? Download the iPhone or Android app today. Download it now at 1045thezone.com.
It's the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. It is the trial of Paul Kuharsky. It's here. Trial date was set on Friday, but we had to find a judge, and we found one. Judge Don Ash. Just like David and I, Don is a fellow massive Blue Raider supporter, so he sides with both the prosecution and the defense in that regard. Judge Don Ash, a senior judge for the state of Tennessee, appointed by the Tennessee State Supreme Court in 2012. He does listen to the show from time to time when he can. And if we ever have a Midday 180 tennis team like our kickball team back in the day, Judge Ash was an excellent tennis player at Castle Heights Military Academy. First off, thank you so much for calling in to sit through this very important matter on a day when you're not on the clock, Don.
Well, I'm truly honored. In fact, I took off the rest of the day so I could participate in this really important decision.
And he may call you Don, Your Honor, but I'll be calling you Your Honor.
Your Honor, yes. I'm sorry. I need to make this official.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Probably didn't work in court. So, yes, but I look forward to the various presentations, and you know, it's a big day. It's a big day for y'all's show. It's a big day for Mr. Kuharsky, and so let's get this started.
Let's do it. And what we will do, I've let Judge Ash know this. We will put him on hold from time to time. We will go to him throughout the presentations of both the prosecution and the defense. He knows a bit of the backstory here, so he's been filled in, clued in. He's heard the shows. So we'll get his thoughts from time to time. He will give his ruling after the prosecution and the defense presents both cases. David Reed, you have the floor.
So this show is very honest with itself, each other, and the audience. So before we proceed, I would like to be known that my prosecution was crafted late last night under the influence of NyQuil, Benadryl, Percocet, and Roger Miller, all of which were legally obtained.
You have a prescription for that Percocet?
Except for perhaps the Roger Miller, which may have been illegally downloaded years ago, which I think the statute is wrong.
Napster's coming after you.
Yes,
is Roger Miller real or fake? I don't even know.
You'll find out on Friday. Your Honor, or Harold, if you so prefer, ladies and gentlemen of the Midday 180 audience, Counselor Hutton, we are here today to adjudicate the case of Paul Kuharsky and his burner Twitter account. For those uninitiated with the popular vernacular of social media in 2018, a burner account, as it's termed, stated simply is a social media account, in this instance, we're dealing with Twitter, owned and operated by an individual or an agent of that individual or entity, used to prop up, back up, lift up, or in general support and glorify that individual. A number of sports figures have been busted in recent years with such accounts. Kevin Durant, for example, and most recently, the five burner accounts linked to 76ers general manager Brian Colangelo. Today, I will prove that Paul Kuharsky has more in common with Colangelo than just the number 76. Both, in fact, have been operated burner accounts on Twitter. Now, before we move along, I would like to establish that we are not accusing Mr. Kuharsky. It's not a crime that we're accusing him of. It's not a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. What is it then, you ask?
What is it?
I'm glad I asked. This deception at its root is an offense against society. It violates the contract of civility that most God-fearing people adhere to. Therefore, we are not to operate on the burden of proof of beyond a reasonable doubt, mostly because we're speaking of a misdeed perpetrated on social media where all reason is as scarce as a hair follicle on the defendant's head. I'm presenting to you a case that is based on the preponderance of evidence Is there more evidence, both factual and circumstantial, than not, that Paul Kuharsky is behind this Twitter account? That answer is yes. Let's begin. On or about the 14th of June, 2018, at approximately 7:06 a.m., a Twitter account identified as Free Mariota 8 first raised suspicion of a Twitter account known as Reed8961 as a possible burner account for Paul Kuharsky. The name associated with this unverified account is Tony Reed. It's a rather innocuous name that we can all agree on. And we can also agree that that surname has an impeccable lineage, so it's great for a burner account. At the time of this discovery, Reed8961 had just 3 followers and was following just 17 other accounts on Twitter. Now, Mr. Kuharsky is always quick to mention his Twitter reach as both a point of pride and legitimacy. As we sit here today, at Paul Kuharsky NFL has over 94,000 followers. That's impressive.
Thank you.
However, it does beg the question, why does an award-winning journalist with an Ivy League degree, a Rutgers Prep Hall of Famer, follow a Twitter account with just 2 other followers? It's interesting. That's just the surface level to the actual tweets associated with Reed8961. This is a timeline with more Kuharsky DNA than Simon. I present to you the following tweets.
I love Reed on Percocet.
January 9th, 8:03 a.m. Why do we pay for his site? Because Paul Kuharsky possesses the intellect and education needed to ask interesting questions, plus the experience and context required to answer them. How about a March 22nd encounter with a Twitter user who was accosting Paul on Twitter? His name is Johnny Showtime. I doubt that that's his Christian name, but in replying to Paul Kuharsky, Johnny Showtime says, "Boy, you sit behind a microphone and act like your bleep don't stink. Ever thought the reason that you were let go from ESPN is the fact that you're a narcissistic bleep who, quite frankly, sucks at his job? Blaine Bishop embarrassed you. You have zero experience in on-field competition." Who was it that then came to Paul's defense? Not Paul himself, but Reed8961. His response to Johnny Showtime? "Calm down, boy. Kuharsky wasn't let go. His contract wasn't renewed in favor of cheaper labor. Do you have to be a cardiologist and suffer a heart attack in order to diagnose another? Contract not renewed." That's a very important distinction. I will admit to that. I will concede to that fact. That's very important when we talk about Paul and his relationship with ESPN. But it's also terminology that Paul was the first to come up with. So how about this glowing endorsement from a March 17th tweet at 6:59 a.m. A lot of early morning activity on this Twitter account.
Yeah, we know I love to get up early.
Yeah. "Kuharsky brings the sensibilities of a hard news reporter to sports journalism. He's well-educated, experienced, and damned bright. I don't care what I could get for free. I get my Titans analysis from Paul Kuharsky." On February 15th, just one day after Valentine's Day, the Twitter sphere wasn't showing much love to Paul. He was being accused that his story on the new Titans uniform was just clickbait. So who's there to
accused
defend
on this show, by the way?
By my co-host.
So who's there to defend Paul? You got it. Reed8961.
Of course.
Kuharsky's revenue model is subscription-based. Thus, there's no benefit to be had in the creation of quote-unquote clickbait. The article does not seek to lure one in by offering insider information. Rather, it seeks to cool overheated rumor mongering related to the uniform change.
Very eloquent.
This is a great bit of marketing here by PaulKuharsky.com, offering a Black Friday sale for membership. Who's there to act as
still
the
available
pitch man? Who's there to act as the pitch man? You guessed it. Reed8961. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. Paul Kuharsky possesses the education and intellect needed to ask interesting questions and the experience and connections required to get those answers obtained. the 25% offer is a no-brainer. Now, these tweets...
That may be my biggest hurdle right there.
These tweets, I believe, stand as evidence that Reed 8961 is actually Paul Kuharsky. Look, it's the same cadence, the same tone, the same pseudo-bravado, the same smugness, because it's the same person. Then let me leave you with this. This is actually something that I admire about this burner account that Paul has set up. It's a clue left behind for keen-eyed, intuitive sleuths such as I. This is a clue left behind to uncover the true identity of Reed 8961. An Easter egg, if you will. It's the avatar photo.
Eggs. Oh.
The avatar photo, probably ignored or overlooked by most, but not by me. It's a photo of a painting, a little known work by a German artist named Johann Heinrich Wilhelm Tischbein. The painting is entitled Looking for a Man. It depicts a frail but fiercely scowled man, balding, gray hair with a beard, holding a lantern in broad daylight. The subject of this art? Diogenes. Who is Diogenes? I'm glad I asked. Diogenes was an ancient Greek philosopher, born to a coin maker in the ancient city of Sinope, banished for making counterfeit currency and lived out his days in Corinth. A man so confident in his intellect and knowledge, he openly debated and refuted the philosophers of his time, including Plato and Socrates. In fact, when he challenged them and felt like he had been outwitted or wronged by his fellow philosophers of the day, what would he do? He would just change the subject or pull a stunt, oftentimes defecating on the ground in front of them.
Or in the pool.
So what was Diogenes' ideology of choice? Cynicism. Diogenes wasn't a cynic. He was the cynic. Let me bring to your attention now, for comparison, Paul Kuharsky's Twitter account. Both of them. I read to you the description of the man behind at paulkuharsky.com. Flawed guy. Husband and dad. Too much. A cynic. Or how about the description from yet another Twitter account, at Paul Kuharsky, a now defunct account, it appears. Probably too hard for Paul to keep up with all these accounts at one time. The description on that account? Cynic. Writer and radio host, landlocked beach lover, Springsteen addict. So let's review. Paul Kuharsky, at his core, considers himself above many things a cynic. The cynic of our time. The Twitter avatar for this clandestine Twitter account is Diogenes the Cynic, a man born in the North, settled in the South, and proceeded to live out his days crapping on the traditions of those that the people in the South held dear. Does that sound familiar?
South Athens?
Well played, Paul. But you've been made. May God have mercy on your soul.
That was excellent. I look forward to my chance to refute
David Reed condemning Paul to hell.
Many of these point by point. When does that part of the trial come where I can answer to these things?
Judge Ash, Your Honor, your thoughts on the prosecution's case?
Well, I was impressed by Mr. Reed's knowledge of the law in regard to preponderance of the evidence, which says to prove a claim by preponderance of the evidence, a party must convince you that the claim is more likely true than not true. And obviously, he's relying more on direct, on circumstantial evidence. There's two types of evidence, direct and circumstantial. For example, if a witness testified that a witness saw it raining outside, that would be direct evidence that it was raining. If a witness testified that the witness saw someone enter a room wearing a raincoat, that would be circumstantial evidence. I am concerned about his use of NyQuil and that rambling thing about the artist, but overall, I thought he made an excellent presentation.
Am I being judged, Your Honor, based on a preponderance of evidence, or does the case against me need to convince you beyond a reasonable doubt?
No, you're not going to jail for this. In fact, some people might want you to go to jail, but that's not what this is about. This is just a preponderance of evidence, a tipping of the scales of justice.
I object!
One way or the other.
See, I don't know why you would question me of this, Paul. I was pre-law at Columbia State Community College.
Judge Don Ash is with us, senior judge for the state of Tennessee, appointed by the Tennessee State Supreme Court in 2012. Your Honor, what do you think so far of this case as we get into the defense side here?
Well, it's disturbing to someone to put this stuff about Mr. Kuharsky is you know, somewhat surprising to be that devoted to him, but maybe there's some explanation. I've seen stranger things in court, but this is up there at the top.
Well, and again, thank you, Judge Ash, for your time today. May it please the court, I would like to present the defense for Mr. Kucharski. And I do need to say that this was a defense today that I put together that was fairly simple, but it did take some time to put together and investigate. With that, I would like to call Paul Kucharski to the stand.
I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I don't have a Bible here. I'm swearing on the 2017 NFL record and fact book.
Will you please state your full name for the court?
Paul Kucharski.
Your full name, please.
Paul Kucharski.
No middle name for Paul.
Correct.
Do you have more than one Twitter account?
I do.
How many Twitter accounts do you have?
Technically, I would say I have three Twitter accounts. I have Paul Kucharski NFL, which is my primary Twitter account, but it is an account that ESPN tried to seize or maintain control of, and because they were being so ridiculous when I was an employee of theirs in the early stages of Twitter, I created a second account thinking that I was going to need to build my own account in conjunction with their account, at Paul Kucharski's, that account. I occasionally tweet from that account and say, please follow Paul Kucharski NFL, my active account. I also, as you can see on the screen, I'm showing you have access to the Midday 180
yes.
account. I move between those three accounts. I'm rarely on the at Paul Kucharski account.
Do you sometimes tweet from the wrong account on accident?
Oh, yes. I have occasionally tweeted things from the Midday 180 account, thinking that I was on the Paul Kucharski NFL account. Generally, from the Paul Kucharski account, I'm only tweeting to tell people, if you want to actually see my tweets, to follow the other account.
Do you believe, Mr. Kucharski, a reporter using a burner account to promote his work is ethical?
Absolutely unethical. Absolutely unethical.
Do you believe you are an ethical reporter?
Absolutely ethical. This is nothing I would ever engage in.
Have you been critical of reporters that you believe to behave unethically?
Yeah. Have you ever listened to this show? Does the name Jason LaCanfora ring a bell? I think journalistic ethics remain very important, and I strive to be and believe I have been an honorable reporter.
Do you follow all members of PaulKucharski.com?
I do not.
Are you one of Tony Reid's current 25 followers on social media?
I believe I am. I've been told repeatedly that I am. I have not double checked.
If I tell you that you are, you'll state that for the court here.
Yes.
You are.
I am.
Why did you follow Tony Reid?
Well, initially my thinking in thinking back to why I followed Tony Reid was because he's such a devoted fan of mine, and while I get a lot of hate on Twitter, having somebody support me so vehemently led me to say, hey, I should do this guy solid and follow him. But in fact, Mr. Hutton, in checking my records, I went back to the earliest DMs that I had with Mr. Reid, who had approached me with difficulty regarding his account, which I believe he signed up for very near the beginning of PaulKucharski.com. And I think I've given you, for evidence, a copy of this conversation where he may have made an error with his email address in setting up his account, something that I needed to correct in order for him to be to get the product for which he paid.
Yes, and currently I am emailing both Judge Ash and Prosecutor David Reid, entering into evidence Midday Defense Exhibit Number 180. This will show documents and in an exhibit, a screenshot of the first interaction between Mr. Kucharski and Mr. Reid, time-stamped and dated August 23rd, 2017, beginning at 5:21 p.m. They correspond about the correct email to use on the account, and Mr. Reid admits that he has fat fingers in this account. Paul shows a softer side by thanking Tony for his patience and the login matter.
We actually may be related then.
Fat fingers running the Reid family. Yes, we all know that.
Also, I would like to submit for evidence a defense exhibit number 1045. a copy of a government-issued ID, a photo of Mr. Tony Reid, and other details I will get into in a moment. Paul, do you love his love for you?
I love anyone that loves me. Anyone that knows me knows I love nothing more than being loved.
This is true. No one will deny this. Do you also love Diogenes, as Mr. David Reid pointed out in his prosecution?
Much to the embarrassment of Columbia University in the city of New York, where I received my undergraduate degree from Columbia College and did study both Plato and Sophocles or Aristotle. I don't remember whom David Reid mentioned. I do not know that I've ever heard of Diogenes. Now, it's completely possible that I fell asleep while reading that book or did not read of him. It sounds, I like his cynicism, and he would be a patron saint for me beyond St. Paul, my actual patron saint, had I known of him. And it's quite interesting to me what I've learned here. I like that Reid found the layers, but I expect there's a further explanation of that.
Paul, no further questions for you. Thank you for your time here today. Judge Ash, Your Honor, I would like to request extra time here to call another witness when we return, if you don't mind.
Certainly not a problem at all.
May I make one additional statement, Your Honor?
No, sir.
He said no, Paul. Paul goes quiet.
Disappointing.
Your Honor, again, thank you for the time today. We look forward to your judgment in this matter.
Honored to be here. I'm stunned to hear that there may be a surprise witness.
I have alerted David Reid to the surprise witness at the beginning of this trial. So he is able to follow up with some questions if he would like. But I would present this question to the court, to David Reid and others accusing the alleged burner account and Paul's account of having the same cadence. I would like for them to produce their credentials in Twitter linguistic logistics. I would love for that to happen and present that to the court prior to noon today.
Probably not going to happen. But,
David, would you like to submit those? Excuse me, Your Honor. David, would you like to submit those papers?
No, I just want you to keep interrupting the Honorable Judge Ash.
Judge Ash taking time out of his off day here to join us on the Midday 180. Your Honor, at this time, I do call Tony Reid to the stand.
I assume it's by telephone.
It is. He joins us by phone. Tony, how are you?
I'm making it.
Is your full name, actually, state your full name for the court, please.
My name is Anthony Wayne Reid.
And I have submitted this as evidence, as defense exhibit number 180. To both Judge Ash and Prosecutor David Reid, a government-issued ID that will state exactly Anthony Wayne Reid does exist. Tony, do you live in Kentucky?
I do, Hopkinsville.
How long have you lived there?
I have lived here since 1997.
Do you suffer from glaucoma?
I do.
Objection. Relevance?
Just confirming that the document that I submitted for evidence is accurate. It's also listed in this email that he supplied for us here. And I thought it was
an interesting detail.
Tony, do you operate the Twitter account with the username Tony8961?
I do.
How long have you been on Twitter?
I just got my first anniversary notice yesterday, so I'm right at 1 year.
And again, Tony rejoins us on the Midday 180 for the trial of Paul Kuharsky. Are you obsessed with PaulKuharsky.com?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I have a life. You'll notice there's not 24 hours a day tweets going out. So yeah, I mean, I get my Titans analysis from him. I mess around on Twitter a little bit now and then, and then I go about my perfectly normal life.
Do you feel the need to defend Paul at all times when you are on social media?
At all times?
Have you ever tweeted a negative response to PaulKuharsky.com?
No.
So, yes, at all times, do you always tweet in defense of Paul?
When I tweet, I do, yes.
Describe your Titans fandom.
I came to Kentucky a diehard Cowboys fan. I was raised by native Texans.
Okay.
I learned about the team through Kuharski and Wyatt and Glennon, I believe. Did they not all three used to write for the Tennessee?
They did, in fact.
Hmm. Yeah, so I started there, and I gradually learned about the squad, those teams in the early days of the Tennessee Titans. To me, they were the Oilers. And I don't know. I just my fandom has grown since then. I'm not a slobbering lunatic who paints his face and sits in the end zone. But yeah, I'm a fan. But I'd say a big fan.
What do you think of the Titans coverage overall?
Out of what outlet?
Well, any of the outlets. Just overall, a broad view.
Oh, it's in depth. I particularly like this show, and I get what I want from Kuharski at his site. Before that, I got it from ESPN.
Okay,
where he wrote.
So, is that the reason why you defend Paul Kuharski on Twitter so much?
Yeah.
Tell us that Mr. David Reed submitted this as evidence. Your avatar on Twitter of Diogenes. What is the fascination there?
Diogenes. I hold advanced degrees in history, philosophy, and ancient Greek. I'll leave it to you folks to figure out where I got Diogenes.
I don't even want to imagine.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's part of my education. It may not be Paul's, but yeah, he is mine. He's the guy, that Lannard, he's looking for an honest man.
Tell us about your education. Give us your background there.
History, philosophy, and ancient Greek from Morehead State and Ohio University and King's College, Cambridge.
Would you agree with some people on social media that confused your account for Paul's burner account that you do have the same cadence on Twitter?
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know about the cadence so much as he and I are both educated. I don't know what else to say, but that, you know, we're educated.
Would you agree that that is a line that Paul would use?
I have no idea, but there you go. It's a line I use.
I believe. Let me ask a couple more things here.
Sure.
Have you met Paul Kuharski in person?
Never have I. People have said that I'm creepy, that I'm obsessed. You know what would be creepy would be me sidling up to him behind him while he's doing a periscope from some bar, you know, and saying, "Hi, Paul, I'm your biggest fan." That would creep me out.
Did you ask Paul to tweet on his, did Paul ask you to tweet on his behalf?
No, never. In fact, we have almost no interaction at all.
And the DM conversation that we have submitted to evidence, that is accurate, right? Where you had a trouble logging into his account?
Yeah, it is.
And one final thing for you. Did you serve in the United States military?
Yes.
No further questions?
Objection. Pandering.
I turn things over to David Reed for the last couple of minutes of questioning here with the witness.
So you hold a degree from King's College, Cambridge. Is that Cambridge, Massachusetts?
No. That would be the United Kingdom.
So that is, that seems like you are educated far beyond that of the Ivy League college that Mr. Kuharski himself is.
No, I wouldn't say that because the Columbia School of Journalism is second to none.
To each their own, Your Honor.
that's an excellent point, Mr. Reed, but then again, Paul did not graduate with a degree in journalism from Columbia University. So that, again, the ethics there, maybe he didn't earn his ethics degree at Columbia University.
May I set the record straight there, Mr. David Reed?
No, you may not.
My undergraduate degree.
What part of not? No, you may not. Do you not understand?
You have control of this.
The right to remain silent with the inability.
My undergraduate degree is in political science. My graduate degree, which you did not ask me about in your preparations last night, is in journalism.
Judge Ash, will you please put Paul in his place?
Well, I don't think it's necessary to put him in his place. He's such an educated man. But Mr. Kuharski, if you just be quiet, let's let Mr. Reed finish. We can wrap this thing up.
Yes, sir.
Reed, any further questions for the witness, Tony Reed, who runs the account, Reed 8961. on social media.
Allegedly, he runs the account, Reed8961. But I wouldn't leave you with this. Again, we're looking at the preponderance of evidence as demonstrated on Twitter. And I still surmise that the tweets that are available on Twitter from this account more closely align with Paul Kuharsky than they do any other individual. I arrest my case.
Tony, thank you for the time, and thank you for your service. You did serve overseas in the Gulf War, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, thank you for your service, and thank you for participating today.
Thanks, Tony.
No, not a problem. Yeah, not a problem.
Stay tuned.
Paul will call you later and tell you what to tweet. But we are right in the middle of the trial of Paul Kuharsky. Judge Don Ash has been nice enough to join us. Like David and I, he is a fellow Blue Raider supporter. He sides with both the prosecution and the defense in that regard. And Judge Ash is a senior judge for the state of Tennessee. He was appointed by the Tennessee State Supreme Court back in 2012. The resume is lengthy, and it is a great one, including Castle Heights Military Academy, where he was an excellent tennis player. Judge, again, thank you for the time today. And before we get to your ruling, Paul would like to address the court, if that would be okay.
Sure, as long as he keeps it brief, if that's possible.
Your Honor, let the record please show I have risen to speak into the microphone. I would not create or use a burner account. I admit in my Twitter bio, as the prosecution read to you, that I am a flawed man. But I am an honest man who deals in truth and an ethical reporter who values his reputation as much as anything except family. Tony Reed is an educated man who nobly and bravely served his country, our country. Are we going to let Twitter trolls insult him in this fashion? I am an honest and ethical reporter. He is a happy customer who, like Diogenes, is searching for an honest man. Your Honor, he's found one in me. Thank you.
Paul, thank you. Your Honor, the evidence has been presented. Witnesses have been called. We are awaiting your verdict and ruling, sir.
Well, I was almost moved to tears by what Paul said. So that was very emotional. So I appreciate his work on that. And then I also appreciate Mr. Reed's service to our country. My son was a United States Marine and did two tours in Iraq, and I'm awfully proud of him, too. But let's get to the case. This is a difficult case. Mr. Reed did an excellent job presenting mainly circumstantial evidence Mr. Kuharsky is involved in this self-promotion scheme. But the court faces one burning question. How could anyone but Mr. Kuharsky think so much of Mr. Kuharsky? Outside the record, the court has heard this gentleman attack great cities like Bellbuckle. After living in the South for decades, he has an embarrassing lack of knowledge of country music, as well as simple Tennessee geography. He has mocked Tennessee Titan fans who wear game jerseys, been disrespectful to great Americans like Hope Hines and Kevin Dodd. He hates all things SEC. He even told us Dante Hightower was going to be a Titan. His fashion taste is suspect, wearing inappropriate clothing on golf courses if he can figure out which one he needs to go to, and was even seen wearing a button-down shirt at Rosemary Beach. On the other hand, he's an excellent sports writer, and his insight in the NFL is matchless. Sadly, he finds it necessary for him to remind us, which adds some weight to the allegations by Mr. Reed. Mr. Hutton, like most defense attorneys, faced a difficult challenge. He tries to make Mr. Kuharsky a sympathetic figure, which is a stretch at best. In fact, yesterday, Kuharsky wanted to ban small children from his luxurious Brentwood community pool. Hutton does raise a good point. If Kuharsky is so consumed by self-love, why would Tony only have 25 followers? But the court does take judicial notice. On the website in question, Kuharsky has a group of 21 special friends who have access to this celebrity. Coincidence? For the first time, Mr. Hutton brings forth evidence of the existence of Tony. He failed to advise Mr. Reed of this find until this morning, which prevented Mr. Reed to have any ability to research this last-minute revelation. the photographic evidence is sketchy at best. In court, this would be called a trial by ambush, and the efforts by Mr. Hutton do not reflect the rules of court, which have been in place for decades. I assume this was an oversight by him, since he has a reputation of being an honorable and wise man. He married Claire. Sadly, the court cannot give much weight to the Tony revelation. This court remembers, outside the records of these proceedings, a comedian named Andy Kaufman, who also had an alter ego named Tony. The wonderful thing about our justice system is that even the worst of the worst have the same rights as the best of the best. There is no doubt that Kowarski has a spotty record, but also on many occasions has brought great deals of insight to the table. Sadly, Mr. Reed has failed to convince this court to preponderance of the evidence that Kowarski is in fact the mysterious Tony. Saying that, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. But in our justice system, probably is not enough. In closing, it is this court's hope Mr. Reed and the offended listeners can give Mr. Kowarski another chance. Grace is a wonderful gift. And this court also hopes Mr. Kowarski can spend some time and reflect on what actions put him in this position. Maybe instead of being so concerned about people blocking the box, he should focus on a kinder and gentler approach to work and life. I really appreciate the opportunity to participate in this proceeding. I will continue to be a big fan of the Titans and the MTSU Blue Raiders and this show. But Mr. Hutton or Mr. Reed, can I do anything else for you?
Could you please say not guilty in a loud fashion, Your Honor, and God bless you?
As I said, this is not a criminal trial, and people don't find, when they say not guilty, it's really not guilty. It just means the proof is insufficient. So I'm not willing to step out on that cliff. But I appreciate your work.
Judge Don Ash has ruled. Judge, thank you so much for the time today. This was excellent. We can tell that you do listen to Midday 180 with all the details that you provided in your ruling. It was great, and I hope to see you at an upcoming Blue Raider athletic event very soon.
I'll see you there, and keep up the good work. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. See you.
Judge Don Ash.
Justice is fair, baby!
I would just like to point out that he, too, made the distinction that I made early on in this process, that we're not asking between guilt and innocence. A not guilty verdict did not mean that Paul was not innocent, that Paul was not behind this count. And again, to show that great minds think alike.
What did you write down?
Great minds think alike. In this case, great legal minds. I wrote down Andy Kaufman and Tony Clifton. Andy Kaufman had Tony Clifton. Paul Kowarski has Tony Reed. I am not convinced until these two people are in the same place at the same time, both providing evidence they are not the same person on Twitter, that they are not somehow associated and working together to advance the scope of PaulKowarski.com.
The one thing that I hope Judge Ash will call back in with is to remove the batteries from this megaphone for the remainder of the show today.
Innocent!
Not innocent.
Not guilty. No longer squirming.
I told you I didn't do it!
And it's not the spark that's speaking either. It is true joy.
I wish I had one of those car horns.
David Reed, couches are burning across the mid-state right now. Are there riots?
Especially in Kentucky, where Tony Reed is from.
Are there riots going on in the mid-state, or are they celebrating by burning couches across Middle Tennessee
today? Let me just say, to try to dishonor a veteran of a war fought to protect this country's freedom is beyond the lowest thing I would have ever expected from David Reed, who talks a good game about honoring our military and how important it is to him, but then did not hesitate to try to discredit a fine veteran of our U.S. Armed Forces who protected us. I am proud to live under the cover of the safety that this man provided for us, and that he is a good enough man to not resent the treatment that David Reed gave him. I'm sure he would say he fought to protect the freedom of David Reed to be wrong in an instance like this. That's what a good man Tony Reed is. That's what a good man he is.
I would also like to present to you that the defense and Paul Kucharski hiding behind the patriotism of a man he didn't have the bravery enough to match and enter the military himself.
Paul, your thoughts?
I never had any intention of entering the military. I'm a scaredy cat.
Paul, congratulations.
I can't make a bet.
Phone lines are available for those that would like to react, both to the judge's ruling, the statements made by Judge Ash in today's proceedings, and the case that was presented for the masses. It was the people versus PK. PK exonerated.
Let's